Matt Bevan is here. Some big news breaking overnight in the Strait of Hormuz, in the Persian Gulf. You're going to unpack that for us.
Yes, I am, Hamish. The United States has blamed Iran for apparent attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. To understand what's going on here, we need to go back a little bit, though. In 2015, you'll remember that the US President Barack Obama led an international effort to strike a deal with Iran, whereby some of the world's biggest economic powers would lift sanctions on Iran in exchange for them shutting down their nuclear weapons program. While the deal wasn't perfect, it seemed to be working, but presidential candidate Donald Trump wasn't a fan.
My number one priority is to dismantle the disastrous deal with Iran.
They have so out-negotiated our people because our people are babies. They have no idea what they're doing. They will find out that if I win, we're not babies. There's no more being babies anymore.
Now, Donald Trump didn't provide an alternative to the deal, something he was criticised for by none other than the likely next Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson.
I don't think anybody has come up with a better idea. I mean, I think it's incumbent on those who oppose the JCPOA really to come up with that better solution.
When Donald Trump was elected president, his administration put pressure on Iran straight away. The now disgraced former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn didn't do much in his three-week stint at the White House at the start of 2017, but he did do this.
President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened. As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice. Thank you.
Mike Flynn was fired soon after that. He was replaced by General H.R. McMaster, who did not push for withdrawal from the Iran deal, but did say that something needed to be done not just to control Iran's nuclear program, but also its other military and covert activities in the Middle East.
What Iran really needs to be is incentivized to stop its destructive behavior across the region that has caused so much human suffering. And so the idea is our approach to Iran has to change fundamentally.
General McMaster was fired early last year and replaced as National Security Advisor by John Bolton, a former George W. Bush administration official who had become famous as a TV commentator for arguing for war with Iran.
The declared policy of the United States of America should be the overthrow of the Mullah's regime in Tehran. And that's why before 2019, we here will celebrate in Tehran. Thank you very much.
John Bolton in 2017. After he was appointed National Security Advisor last year, he oversaw the withdrawal from the Iran deal, but he says he's no longer trying to force a regime change in Iran.
The president's policy is not regime change. It never has been. I've said many, many things over the years before I took this job on a wide variety of subjects. I've hardly hidden my views under a bushel basket. But in this job, I'm the National Security Advisor. I'm not the National Security Decision Maker.
Bolton has now been in that job for over a year, and in that time, there's been a lot of reporting out of the White House that the Trump administration is gearing up for confrontation with Iran, with suggestions that large numbers of troops were going to be moved into the region. Last month, four oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman were damaged in what the United Arab Emirates called sabotage operations. John Bolton was quick to blame Iran.
Well, I've said it was almost certainly the case that Iran was responsible for the attack on the tankers. We expect that the countries of the vessels involved, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Norway will, in due course, and I think fairly shortly, make public the results of their investigations. I don't think anybody who knows the region has any doubt who staged those attacks.
This week, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been visiting Iran, becoming the first Japanese leader to do so since the Iranian Revolution in 79. He was ostensibly there to try and create peace in the region.
No one wants a war. Japan wishes to play an utmost role in its capacity to ease the tension. This is the objective of my trip.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani also spoke during the meeting with Shinzo Abe.
If there has been a rise in tensions in the region, It is because of America's economic war against Iran. Whenever it stops, we will witness a very positive change in the region and the world.
That was yesterday. Last night, a Japanese tanker and a Norwegian tanker were apparently attacked in the Gulf of Oman while transporting cargo bound for Japan. One of them spectacularly caught fire, billowing smoke over the Gulf. Iranian rescue teams picked up 44 sailors from the ships and took them to an Iranian port where they are apparently safe. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced already who he believes is to blame.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today. This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication. On April 22nd, Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Hamish. And just briefly, the president has announced that White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving her job at the end of the month. I'll have more on that for you later this morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt Bevan.